begin the current daf Masechta Yuma, daf Samach Aleph. We begin several lines down from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. Our Mishnah spoke about the proper Seder and the orders that are ma'akev in the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the halachas that was said was that if the blood spills out in mid-process of doing one of the Avodahs, one has to begin the beginning of that Avodah. That was according to the opinion of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. However, the Tanakhama said that v'chein behechel, v'chein b'mizbech. Something applies to the hechel and the mizbech. That is, there's three phases of the avodas that are done with the blood of the par and the sar in the base of Migdash on Yom Kippur. There's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then there's by the hechel, which is towards the parechas. And then there's the mizbech hazab. So though we have to begin over, if it spills out in the middle, let's say you're doing achas lamala shev lamata, and you're by shalosh lamata, you have to start from the beginning of achas lamala. However, that's only by that phase. If you finished that one of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you moved on by the hechel, and then it spills out, you only have to resume the beginning of the Hechel ones and not have to go back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Similar by Mizbech HaZav, you have to restart the Mizbech HaZav and not have to do over the two ones before that. Now, the Gemara brings a Braisa that elaborates on this halacha. Tarban will end the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamagimel, says, V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh, that the Kohen will provide an atonement for the sanctity that's in the holy areas in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Pasuk there continues because the Gemara will be quoting the Braisa that will elaborate the entire Pasuk. It says, Ves Oil Mayid, and that he will also provide an atonement for the Oil Mayid, Ves Mizbech, and for the altar, Yichaper, he will provide an atonement. Val Kehanim, and on the Kehanim, Val Kolam, Al Kol, Yichaper, and for all the Jewish people, he'll provide an atonement. So the Braisa breaks down this Pasuk piece by piece and explains as follows. This that the Kohen will provide an atonement with the karbanis that he's bringing into the holy areas on Yom Kippurim. So Mikdash HaKodesh Zeh Lefnei V'Lefem. That's a reference to what happens inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And that is with these bloods, with the Par and the Sar, he's providing atonement for the Tumah that transpires inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And that is, let's say, a person that was Tumah came in over there, and he didn't ever realize at the end about it to be able to bring a karban for it. But he knew about it beforehand, he just doesn't recollect now, and therefore he's not bringing a carbon. So as the Gemara learns out from Sukkim in the first Perek of the Shavuos, that the Sar Lashem provides an atonement for the person to protect him from Yisurim, from affliction, until he finds out about it, and then when he finds out about it, then he has to bring a carbon oil of a yard. The carbon oil of a yard is for Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh, when someone knew beforehand, but then he forgot, and then he remembers afterwards, so that's, he has Yediyah, Mitchila, and Lebesayt, then he brings the oil of a yard. But what happens if he knew beforehand, but then he never recollects afterwards to remind himself to have to bring himself a carbon oil of a yard? So to protect in the interim for that person who really needs an atonement, that's what the carbon of that's brought inside lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippurim is, that provides an atonement. So that's if, let's say, that tumah happened lefnai v'lefnim. Then the pasuk continues and says, oil mayid. Then zeh heichel, that's a reference to the sanctuary, which is regarding tumah that transpired in the heichel. So the first, when the Pasuk says Mikdash HaKodesh, that was a reference of, let's say someone was Tum and he walked into the holiest of holies. So, and then he didn't know afterwards, so he would have to bring Oil of Yared, but in the interim, the carbon, the Sar, is a kapara for him. Then let's say someone that was Tum went into the Heichel. That's a reference of Oil Maid, that this will also provide an atonement for him that's there. Mizbeach, that he's also going to provide an atonement by the Mizbeach. That's Kamesh Maid, that's as the simple translation of the word, that regarding a Tumah that happens for a person by the Mizbeach, and if, let's say, he spent a certain amount of time over there, which is necessary for some of that summit to go out from Nazara, that's the three elements, the three phases we have by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. Like we said, he does Achas Lamala Shav Lamata, he does Hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's providing atonement for someone that was Tumah that went in there, and he didn't bring yet his Oil of Yared. Then there's the Tumah of that, if it happens in the Heichel, that's the second phase of towards the Kapayers. And then there's the third phase of what he does by the Mizbeach. That's providing an atonement for someone that was in the Azara and didn't leave when the Tumah that was on him. So the person needs an atonement for the Tumah that he had walking into the Beis HaMikdash, which is Asr. Then the Pasuk continues, Yichaper, that will be an atonement, Elu Azaris. That's a reference to the courtyard. So not only regarding the Mizbeach, that if someone did that avoid or was in that area, but even by the courtyard, if he was Tami come in there, the Sayer that's being done will also be an atonement for that person as the avoid actually parallels all these things, which then the bloods are brought outside into the Azara and poured down on the aside. Then the Pasuk says that this atonement will be, that's in all these different areas in the Beis HaMikdash, for someone that's Tami will be HaKahanim. That's Bimashman, that's the literal translation, it's for the Kahanim. Am HaKol, for the people of the assembly, Eli, so that's the Jewish people. Yichaper will provide an atonement, Elohim, that's a reference to Levim, so all these places, for all these people, is what these karbanos that are being brought inside, lefnai v'lefnim, and in the heichal, and outside, this is the sar l'Hashem, and the power of the Kohen Gadol, this is the atonement for all these people, for the halachas of tuma that happened, that they come into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of tuma. Now, hushva kulan, with this last term of Ichaper that the Pasuk ends off with, the Pasuk is equating the Kohen of Levim and the Yisraelim, Lichapara Achas, for one atonement. Now, as Rashi explains, although we just explained that essentially the Karbanos that brought inside, the Sar LaHashem and the Par of the Kohen Gadol, are really only for one area of Halacha, which is Tumas Mikdash or Kedashim. That is, if someone had a state of Tumma and he either went into the Mikdash or he consumed something that was Kedish, that's what they're atoning for. But that's not an area that the Kohen Levim Yisraelim are equal on. Because the par, the bull of the Kohen Gadol, that's an atonement only for the Kohanim. The Sawyer, the He-Goat, the Sar LaHashem, that's brought inside, is only an atonement for the Jewish people. Now, which atonement is it that they're equal with, that they have the atonement together with? And that is what the Pasuk is teaching us, that they're equal, L'chapar Achas, for this one atonement that's together with the Vidui, Shekulam Eskapen, they all have an atonement, B'Soy HaMashtaleach, with the vidui that's set over the Sar HaMashtaleach, B'Shar Averis. With other Averis, Divrei Behuda, that's opinion of Behuda. So Behuda holds that, although there's these two kabbanis being brought in, again, as we said, that's only in one area of halacha, there's the tariq mitzvahs. If someone transgressed, where's that atonement provided for an avoida of Yom Kippurim? That is not with the Sar LaHashem, and not with the power of the Kohen Gadol, as we said, that's just for Tumas Mikdash or Kedashim. That's from the other twin, the other partner of this two Seirim, the one that goes thrown off the cliff by Lazazel, that is provides an atonement for all the rest of the Averis. That, Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, get their atonement for the rest of the Averis in the Torah from the Sar LaZazel. Reb Shimon Amar, he argues. He says, no. Kishem Shedam HaSar HaNas B'Fnim. Just like the blood of the other Sar, the one that's LaShem, that's brought inside, it's slaughtered, its blood is brought inside, the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Heichel, the Mizbeach HaZav. Now, that is Mechapa Al Yisrael B'Tumas Mikdash Kodeshim. The blood of the Sar LaShem is what provides the atonement for the Jewish people. If they went into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, or they consumed something that was Kodesh in the state of Tumah. Now, there is no vidui set over that Sar LaHashem. Now, therefore, Kach Dam HaPar, so he draws a parallel. He says the same thing is that the Dam of the Par of the Kohen Gadol by itself, without the vidui that's set over it, is also Mechapa LaKahanim B'Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. Just the blood itself is providing the atonement of the Mikdash Kedoshim, as we see by the Sar LaHashem has no vidui, and just the bloods, the hazayis of Achs Lamalash, of Lamata, and putting on the four corners of Mizbeach Hazav and the seven on top, that is what provides the atonement of the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Now, therefore, he takes it one step further. So he says, Ukashem Shavidi Shal Sar Mishtalech, and just like the confession that the Kohen Gadol says over the Sar that's sent away, the other one that goes LaZazel, that is Mechapa Yisrael B'Shar Averis, it's really the confession that provides the atonement on that Sa'ir for all the other various of the Jewish people. So he says, Kach Vidishal Par. So to the confession that the Kohen Gadol says on the Par for him and the Kahanim, are Mechapar al Kahanim B'Shar Averis. That is what provides an atonement for the Kahanim by other various. So it's interesting. And what the Jewish people need with two different Karbanas, he's saying is that the Kahanim have it in one Karban. So although the first opinion, Rabbi Huda was saying that, no, that the two Karbanas that go inside, the Par and the Sar, those are only for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. And everybody shears regarding the area of Shar Averis by the Sar LaZazel. On that, Reb Shimon is saying that no. He says, there's two Seirim. Sar LaHashem has just blood. Sar LaZazel has only Vidur. Now the Vidur is for the rest of the Averis. The blood is for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. He says, the Kahanim have it in the Par itself. The Par itself has a Vidur and it has blood. So the blood is for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim and the Vidur is for all the different Averis. Now, Rashi says that in Masechet Shavuos, they ask, but what does Reb Shimon do that the Pasuk ends off Ichaper? It seems to be equating Kohen Levi Yisrael for one Kapar. So the Gemara, their answer is that what it is equating them is that they are B'nai Kapara. However, each one has his atonement in a different area. Kohanim get it from the Par, and the Yisraelim get it from the Sar, and that's the Machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon regarding where do the Kohanim get their atonement for the other Averis. Either it's like Reb Yehuda from the Sar LaZazel, or like Reb Shimon, it's from the Vidui of the Par that's brought inside. Now the Gemara continues regards to the topic of our Mishnah, which was this discussion about Nishpach Adam. If the blood spills out in the middle of it, the Gemara brings a Braisa that argues, it has a Machlokes related to this topic. So Tarban learned the Braisa. Says in the Pasuk, that if he concluded the atonement on the things that are holy. So here also the Gemara is going to, the Brice is going to explain the pasuk in great detail that says in Mayikra Tezayin Chav, it says v'chilu mikaper es hakodesh, that if he concludes the atonement for the holy area, v'es oil moed and the oil moed, v'es ha-mezbech and the mezbech, v'yikra v'es ha-sarachai, and then he moves on and he brings the live sar that's still alive. So on that, the Brisa says that there's different elements over here that it's saying that the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim is going to be providing an atonement. First is Es HaKodesh, Zeh Lefnei V'Lefnim. That's a reference to what's inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's the sprays that he does between the Badim of the Aron, Ach Shlamayel and Shev Lamata. Then the Pasuk says, Fi Oil Moed, Zeh Heichel, that's a reference to the Heichel, which are the sprays that he does towards the Pareches. Mizbeach K'mashmai, that's like the literal understanding, which those are the four corners and the seven on the top of the Mizbeach Hazav. So on that, the Brisa says, Malamet Shekulon Kapara Kapara Bifnei Atzman. So that teaches you that from the fact that the Pasuk is dividing them up into different components, that each one is its own atonement. The Kodesh Kodeshim is its own, the Hechel is its own, and the Mizbech HaZav is its own. So Mikan Amr, from here they said, now Rashi says, don't confuse, Mikan Amr is the first part of the statement that the Gemara is going to say regarding when some of the things spill out, that you have to resume it from the beginning. Rather, it's going on the following statement, which is if one concluded the matanis that are in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and then it spills out, that is where Mikan is going to say that you don't have to start that over, you would just start over the one that you're up to now. That's based on the principle we're explaining from the Pasuk, that we see each one is its own individual kapara, and yes, if you spill in the middle of one, you have to restart that one, but if you're up to a next step already, next phase, you only have to go into that kapara because it's not related to the kapara from before. So Mikan Amr, from here they said, that which is related to the halacha that we said in our Mishnah. Nasan miktzis matanis shebifnim nishpach adam. If you did some of the matanis, let's say you did achas lamalini up to shalish lamata, and the blood spills out, so yavidam achar v'yaschul betchila matanis shebifnim. Then you have to restart from the beginning the matanis, the sprays that you're doing inside the kaddish or kaddish. On that, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, as they argued in our Mishnah, they say ena maschil makam shapasach. You only start from where you stopped. And that is if, let's say, the blood spilled out in your middle of Shlosh Lamata, you have another four to go. So you go ahead, you bring a new carbon, but you just continue, Achas V'Yarba, Achas V'Chamish, you just continue where you are. Now, this is the part that Mikan Amr, Gomer Es Matanis Shebefneim Nishpech Adam. Let's say you finished already doing the Matanis, the sprays, that's inside the Kaddish HaKaddishim. And you're on your way out into the Hechel, and you spill. All the blood spills out. On that, Yavi Damachris, you have to bring new blood. But what you do now is, you begin now with the ones of Shebeheichel, that you don't have to go back and redo the one that you had completed already. Because that's like what the Brisa was saying from the Pasuk you see, that they're all individual kaparas. Separately is Kodesh, separately is Oil Moyet, separately is Mizbech. They're all separate, and therefore, although you have to go ahead and continue, but you only have to continue with the ones of the Heichel, you have to do over the ones of the Kodesh or Kodesh. Now, let's say you're in the middle of doing the ones of the Heichel towards the Pareches, and again you're up to Achas, Vishalish, and the blood spills out. So then, yes, that you have to restart that one. Then you have to restart the one of the ones that you're doing by the Heichel. And then that again, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, they argue. You only have to resume from where you had stopped, where the blood spilled. Now, the next step is, let's say you already finished doing the ones towards the Pareches, and you're on your way walking to Mizbeach Hazav, and guess what, the blood spills out. Then, then again, you have to continue, but you only have to restart for the Matanis of the Mizbeach. You don't have to redo the ones of the Heichel or the Kodesh HaKodeshim, because they're separate. Let's say you're in the middle of doing either the four corners or the top of the Mizbech Hazav and the blood spills out in the middle. Then you have to resume and restart from the beginning the matanis that you were doing by Mizbech. And again, Rabbi Lozer B'Shem Narmi, they argue, they say, no, from the place where you had stopped, that's where you resume when you bring the new bloods. However, the Brisa does conclude the next phase. If gama matanis shebimizbech nishpach adam, let's say you finished the ones in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, you finished the ones in the Heichel, you finished the ones in the Mizbech Hazav, and then it spills out, then everyone agrees that that will not be ma'akiv, and that is although you didn't yet do the pouring of the shirayim by the yisoid of the outer Mizbech, that's something that's not ma'akiv, and therefore one will not have to go ahead and slaughter a new animal to go ahead and resume and to beginning the shvicha shirayim. Now, Amr B'Yechin says regarding this brisa, he says, Ushneim, both Reb Meir, which is the Tanakama, and Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Mikro Echad Darshu. They both expound the halacha from the same pasuk, similar to as he said on the previous staff, that he says that although there's a machlekes, they're both coming from the same source, or just they're interpreting in different ways. The pasuk in Shemayis that says, and this is in Shemayis Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud, that says, V'chipa Aharon al Karnoisa, that Aharon will provide an atonement on the corners of the Mizbeach, Achas Bashana once a year, Midam Chatas HaKippurim, from the blood of the Chatas that's brought to provide an atonement, Achas Bashana once a year, Ichapro Lov L'Derisechim, will provide an atonement for your generations, Kodesh Kodeshim Hu L'Hashem, it's holiest of holies for Hashem. Now, the Rabbi Yechidin explains that the Pasuk says, Midam Chatas HaKippurim, Achas Bashana, that it's the blood of the Chatas, which is for Yom Kippur, for the atonement, once a year. So the Machlik is as follows. Remeir Sav, Remeir holds, Chatas achas amartilach. I told you one chatas, and that is you should only have your atonement with one chatas. V'loy shtei chatois, and not two chatois. And therefore, you cannot do like Rabbi Elazar Shimon said, oh, you're middle doing achas lamala shosh lamata? Okay, so finish up the last four, bring a new animal, finish up the last four. He says you can't do that, because your atonement has to be with chatas achas, one chatas. Yes, each one is a separate avodah, the one of the kodesh HaKodeshim, the heichal, so those that maybe are not related, and for that you could have a different chatas. But in that avodah itself that you're doing, you can't have two behemoths, two chatas, and then you have to go back to the beginning of that avodah that you're doing, and you can't just resume memokam shapasak, because the pasuk is telling you, achas, one karma chatas, and not two. That's because he's interpreting the word chatas as the chatz, the object. The object of the chatas can only be one. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon Sarvi, they who hold that you could just resume from where you had stopped, let's say middle achas lamala and shalosh lamata, you could go bring a new animal and then go achas lamala, the arba lamata, is because chitui echad amartilach. They define this in the pu'ula, in the maisa, as an action. When it says chatas achas, it doesn't mean the object. You only could have one karma chatas. It means to say that the zrika, you could only have one zrika for that avodah, v'loy shnei chitoin, and not two zrikas. In other words, to the contrary, they hold. You cannot repeat hazois that you already did. You cannot do it two times. Chatas achas is telling you that in chatas, in the term of an action, it's a verb, and that is only one spray, not two sprays. Now, when would I do two sprays for the same spray? Is this case when the blood spilled out, when you already did achas lamala shosh lamata? If you're going to do like Remeir, then you're going to redo, and that you're going to do the first four over the achas lamala shosh lamata. Now that's a problem, because chatas achas, you can only do one spray for that. And therefore, to the contrary, you actually resume in middle, because they're learning chatas achas in the action, not in the object. It's a verb, not a noun. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. They're both coming from the same pasuk. They just have a machlekas how to define what is this chatas that's achas bashana. Is it the object? That could only be one chatas, and therefore if you stop the middle, you have to restart with that new one, because you can't have two chatas for the same avodah. Or is it the verb, is it the action, that could only be one time, and therefore you would have to resume from where you had stopped the middle. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Tanya learned the Brayis Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says that li chilik Rabbi Yaakov belukin, that to me Rabbi Yaakov differentiated regarding the halachas of the lug shemen of a mitzvah, and that is a mitzvah has to bring as part of his atonement, as part of his purification process, he has to bring a lug, which is a certain amount of measurement of oil. Now, that is not the same, said Rabbi Yaakov to Rabbi, this was Rabbi saying testimony, it's not the same as the matan dam of Yom Kippurim. And that is, he told me that although we have this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon regarding the different avodas that you have on Yom Kippurim, that is, if it spilled out in the middle, do you resume where you had left off, or do you restart that avodah? And that Rabbi Yaakov told me that's not the case by the lug shemen of the mitzvah, and that is there's seven sprays that are done inside the area towards the Beis Hamikdash, and there's also the matan behindus, which then it's after it's sprayed towards the Beis Hamikdash, then it's sprayed on the thumb and the big toe of the mitzvah himself, where there. We do not say, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that the place of where you had stopped, that's where you begin. And the reason is why that's different is because the pasuk says, lug echad shemen, that only one lug I told you to bring for the mitzvah, that's what he should have his atonement for, and not two lug. And then the reason why is because by Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon were able to argue on Rabbi Meir and say that, no, it's not chatas achas as in the object. It's chatas achad as in the verb chitui. One spray, you can't go back to the beginning and redo it because then you're going to be repeating and you're not allowed to. But here you can't say that because lug echad is only an object. It cannot be in the term of a verbiage. And therefore, that's what Rebbe was saying over the name of Rebbe Yaakov, that regarding Lugin, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon would agree that you have to interpret the pasuk as in the term of an object, and therefore they would agree to Remei that one would begin from the beginning and not Mimakim Shel Pasuk. But now the Gemara asks, Veloy, is it not the case that Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon argue even by the Lug Shemen Shel Metzara? But Vatanya learned the Braisa clearly that they do argue, not only in the case that we're told on Yom Kippurim, but even in the case of Lug Shemen Shel Metzara, as the Braisa tells us. There's a seder of different avodas that the kohen has to do with the bloods of the carbon of the mitzvah and also with this lug shemen. So the Braisa tells that nosen miktas matanis shebifnim. If let's say the kohen went and he did the certain sprays, the matanis of the dam that he has to do inside, as it says in the pasuk, v'hizem min hashemen be'etzpoy shevapam, he has to spray from the oil on his finger 7 times. Now Tosi Yishalem explains, this that it says in the term shebefnim is not really the case, because the kohen would not go inside the heichel with this shemen of the mitzvah. Rather, he would stand in the shar nikuner and he would face it towards the area of the base kach kachim, as it's explained in Masechet and the Gaon. But that's what we're talking about. So first, he would take the shemen of this lug shemen shel mitzvah and he would spray it 7 times towards the area of the kach kachim. Then v'nishpach halug. What happens if then the lug of the shemen spills out, which we didn't get a chance to finish all the processes related to the lug shel shemen? So that the Braisa says, Yavi lugach, you have to bring another lug. V'yaschil b'tchila b'matonis shebeichel, you have to restart from the beginning these matonis that are done in the heichel, again, as we said, towards the direction of lefnim, and that is the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Naimrim, and we see clearly here that they argue. They say, no, you don't have to start over from the beginning, but rather mimokim shepasikul maschil, from the place where you stop, that's where you begin. And therefore, if you're up to, let's say, regarding the putting it onto the mitzvah, that's what you do, wherever it is. Or if, let's say, you're middle doing your 7 sprays, and by number 5, it's spilled, so you go back to 6 and 7, you don't have to start from the beginning. And therefore, this clearly contradicts the statement that Rebbe was saying in the name of Rabbi Yaakov. However, the Braisa continues and says, let's say one already finished doing all those 7 sprays towards the heichel, and the lug of the shemen spells out. Then yavi lugach, you bring another lug. And then, this is everyone agrees to, because since this is a separate avodah, like we said regarding Yom Kippurim, that even Reb Meir agrees that if one finished lefnai v'lefnim and then it spills out before he starts the heichel, he goes to the heichel. So same thing is over here, where it says that umiyeser hashemen ashel kapoy, and from the leftover oil that's on his palm, yitin akayin, the kayin does, and he puts it onto the behindis, he puts it onto the thumb and the big toe of the mitzvah. So that's what he continues doing over here. He doesn't have to go back and do over the matan shebeheichel, the sprays by the base of Migdash. Rather, he can go ahead and put on to the thumb and the big toe of the mitzvah. Now, the Braisa continues again, as we see, there's the different phases by the bloods of the Yom Kippurim Karbanis, Kadesh Kashim, Heichem Mizbech Hazav, and then to the Shiraim. So too over here with the Mitzvah, we find similar, that Nasin mixes Matanis B'mohinis, but let's say he's in the middle of doing the Matanis and the B'mohinis of a Nishpachalug, in the middle of putting on his thumb and on his big toe, it spills out in the middle. Then Yavi Lugach, he has to bring another log. Then he has to begin from the beginning of the Matanis B'mohinis and start that over, because that is one Avodah. And again, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, they argue, no, Mimakom Shel Pasuk Umaschil, in the place where you stop, that's where you begin. You do not have to start over in the beginning. Now, Gama Matanis Shebehoinis V'Nishpachalug, let's say you already finished doing the applications of the oil on the thumb and the big toe of the Mitzvah, and then it spills out. So, Divrei HaKoil, similar again to the phenomena with the Shrine by the Karbanis on Yom Kippurim, everyone agrees, Matanis HaRosh, regarding the placement of the oil on the head of the mitzvah, as it says in the pasuk, v'hanoyser b'shemen, the leftover the oil asher al kaf ha'kohen, that's on the palm of the kohen, yitin al rosh mitah, he should put on the head of the person that's being purified. That's loy me'akvis, that's not going to be me'akiv. Now, that was the Braisa again at length, going through the different avodas. And however, but the main point was that we see clearly a complete parallel between the machlekes that we have with Reb Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon regarding the karbanis on Yom Kippurim, that you do not have to go back to the beginning. They say clearly that the same thing is by the Lug Shemen Shel Metzara, that you also don't have to go back to the beginning. So how does Rebbe say that Rebbe Yaakov said that Lugin was different? Now the Gemara says, Emo, what you should say, what Rebbe said was, that Lishon Rebbe Yaakov, that me, Rebbe Yaakov, taught the machlekes that we have in our Mishnah, that he taught me this belugin, he taught me the same machlekes was by the Lug Shemen of the Mitzvah, and that is, yes, it's exactly the same as we've seen the Braisa, that they argue there too, that one does not have to begin over, rather he could continue where he left off. Now, once we brought in this Braisa, Amamar, the master said in the Braisa that Matnas HaRosh Ein Ma'akvis, that however, regarding the placement of the leftover oil on the head of the Mitzvah, that's not Me'akiv, If it spills out, you don't have to go ahead and bring a new look shel shemen, and you complete the process has been completed already. Nothing about my time, but what's the reason? If you're going to say the reason is because the pasuk, when it defines this part of the avodah of putting the leftover oil on the head of the mitzvah, says what's left over from the oil, and so therefore you see that you're calling it some type of shirayim, that it's as if it's leftover, but then elamiata, if that would be the case, that of course it's called like remnants, so that's why it's not ma'akiv, but the pasuk says somewhere else, says what's left over from the mincha after one took off the kemitza, it's calling the leftover, that's the eaten part, Neiseres, it's also calling it the leftover. There also we're going to say it's not me'akev because it's calling it leftover. But we learn in the Masechtas Menachas, Daf Testament Aleph, that the Shirayim, the leftovers, if they're deficient between when the Kohen takes off the Kemitza, the fistful, and when it's being sacrificed in the Mizbeach, that one cannot go ahead and then sacrifice the Kemitz anymore when what it's permitting, which is leftovers, if it was deficient in the meantime. And therefore you see that it is integral to the Avodah. So why are we saying that because the oil that goes on the head of Mitzrayim, that it calls it the leftover of HaNaiser, therefore we see that it's now Me'akiv, when we see clearly by Mincha, when the other part is called Naiser, it's also called the remnants, and yet it is Me'akiv, the process of the Kemitza. So that the Gemara answers that Shani Hasam, by a mitzayra, when you're putting the oil on his head, that's different, because that's doubly leftover. Because the pasuk says, umi yeser. In other words, by the process before that, when you're placing the oil on the behinus, which is the thumb and the big toe of the mitzayra, that process itself was already called the leftover, because it says, umi yeser shemen. First you did the hazois of the shemen by the heichel. Then the pasuk calls umiyaser from the remnants of that is placed onto the behinus of the mitzvah. Then after that it says vahanoiser, and then the leftovers of that is what we say it then is put al reish mitar. So we're calling it a double leftovers. It's leftovers of leftovers, and therefore that's why it's not ma'akim. You're right. Just calling it once vahanoiser, that we see could be ma'akim. But something that's doubly leftovers, that's not me'akev, and therefore, if it spills out before you get a chance to do that, then you do not have to bring another log shel shemen. Now the Gemara goes back and elaborates another difference, another machloikis that comes out of this machloikis of Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Shimon. That is, we had the machloikis regarding our Mishnah, regarding if it spills out in middle and on by the bloods of the Kabbanis that brought inside Lefnei v'Lefnim, if you have to start over that Avodah, like Reb Meir says, or you could just resume what you used, which you had completed in the middle. Then the Gemara had concluded now that the same achleikas applies to the Lug Shemesh al Mitzera, that there you also have their same achleikas. Now Amr B'Yechim Rechnin says that there's going to be another ramification of their achleikas. We're continuing on to Amid Beis. Asham Mitzera Sheshachta Shalai Lishma. Regarding this case that we were just talking about, regarding Mitzera, regarding his ashram that he has to bring, his guilt offering, if it's slaughtered Shalai Lishma, not for its sake, in other words, if let's say it was slaughtered for it to be an oilo, or for it to be slaughtered as a shlam, not for what it's supposed to be, which is an ashram. Now the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Svachim that every carbon that was slaughtered shaloi lishma is kosher. However, even though the sacrifice is valid, but it's not olu levalim shel mechayva, which means to say that the owner has not fulfilled his chiyuv, and he has to therefore bring another one, although the carbon is kosher, but it's not fulfilled his chiyuv. Now on that, Rabbi Yechanan says, banu lemachlekes Reb Meir, Reb Elazar ben Shimon. However, this brings us to the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Shimon. In other words, we can learn that just like they argued by the cases we just said, that there's going to be another argument regarding this case too. How so? Reb Meir do Amar Kunt, Reb Meir that he says, that an avodah that you did not complete, it's like you didn't do it. And that's why he said, that yabi achar v'yaschal b'tchila, that when, let's say it spills out in middle, both by the luk shel shemen and regarding our Mishnah of the karbanos that are brought inside lefnei v'lefnim, that is, when it spills out in middle, you have to start over from the beginning because what was done halfway is not significant. And therefore, you can't just resume because it has to be a complete avodah. So that's why you have to start from the beginning. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says that you follow the logic, hachanami here also, that since it's not completed, and the reason why it's the same type is because it wasn't olu b'alim shem chayva, this asham mitzera. Because even if you went and you placed from it on the his behindness, it's like what you did was nothing, and therefore yavei achar v'yishchet. You have to go ahead and bring another carbon and slaughter it because what was done, and even if the processes that were done with it, which is some of the bloods are also poured onto his behindness besides the oil, that's not a valid process because it wasn't concluded. It wasn't completed. And the reason why it wasn't completed was, of course, it wasn't all about Mishra Mechaibah. So therefore, that's the same as when it spills in the middle, you have to go ahead and whatever was done was nothing. However, the Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Shoimrim, that they say, Mimokam Shapasik Mishamu Masla, they say, from where it spills out, that's where you continue. What you did was good, and you just have to finish it off. So obviously that we see that they hold that it's not like it wasn't done. And therefore, Hacha, here also, it would be considered that Ein Loi Takana. There really, you'd be stuck in this case of the Hashem Etzayra. And that is because, according to them, you can't just fit, what was done was done. And you can't finish it up with another one, because the Pasuk says in Yikri Yadalad, Kevas Echad. It says regarding the Hashem Etzayra, only one lamb. One lamb, I told you, and not two Hashemites. Now, here, as Rashi says, you can't say what they had said before, which was, well, what do they do by the case of Yom Kippurim? Well, they said, Chatas Acha doesn't mean one Chatas. It means Chitoy Acha. It means one spray. You cannot redo the spray. So, oh, it's great. You just, where you left off, that's where you continue. But here, you cannot say verbiage regarding the term of Keves Echad. That's an object. That's a noun. That's a Chavtza. And therefore, what are you going to do? The Avoida cannot allow more than Keves Echad. Similar to what Remeir had held regarding Chatas Achad. But they said Chatas Achad doesn't mean Chatas, it means Chito, it means a spraying, and therefore you can't do more than one spray twice. So you go ahead and continue. Achas V'yarba, Achas V'chamish. But here that the Torah tells you it can only be Keves Echad. Now what are you going to do? What was done was done. According to Remeir, what was done was nothing. You didn't finish, so good, go ahead. It's not Keves, it's not Shnei Kevasim, it's only Keves Echad because you stopped halfway. It's nothing. Here it was Shloi Olabayim Shem Chai, but it's also nothing. It didn't conclude it. And if it's not concluded, it's like nothing. So bring a new one. It's only Keves Echad. According to Blazer of Shimon, that it was significant. It was considered an Avodah. Now, so what are you going to do? You're stuck in the middle. You can never have a Olabayim Shem Chai because you can't go ahead and bring another one because that would be Shnei Kevasim. That, because what was done was Keves Echad, and this would be a second Keves. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. And that would, be, again, be a manifestation of their machlekes. Regarding that would be a ramification in this area of the Hashem Etzayra that was brought Shalai Lishma. And that mask of Rav Chizda asked on this interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan. Says, but the Pasuk says, V'hikriv oisai l'ashem. You should bring it as a carbon ashem, which is the ashem that was brought together with the log and not another one. And therefore, what Rav Chizda is asking, and how are you saying that this would be dependent on the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon? That according to Reb Meir, you could bring another one, and it's only according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that you cannot. But Reb Chizda is asking, even according to Reb Meir, it should be Ein Loi Takana. Because even according to Reb Meir, that how are you going to, the one that was brought with the Lug was the original one. Now, although you're bringing a new one because it wasn't valid, but still, it's not that Oisai. It's not that one that was brought with the original Lug. It's a new Keves. Now that's not valid because it has to be that one that was brought with the lug. And the lug, we're saying those avodas are valid. It's just you have to do the keves echad over because it was like you didn't do anything regarding that. But that invalidates the lug that's supposed to be oisai and you're not having oisai. And the Gemara concludes, kasher. Rav Chizda's question is a difficulty. It's not a refutation, but it is a difficulty on Rabbi Yechanan's opinion because the pasuk says oisai. So even according to Reb Meir, it should not be dependent on the machlekes because even according to Reb Meir, it should be in letakana that you cannot bring another keves. However, the Gemara does say that Tani Kavas to Rabbi Yechanan, in spite of this, there is a brisa that does say like Rabbi Yechanan, that there is an opinion, which must be the opinion of Reb Meir, that one could bring another Keves Echad, in spite of the fact that it's not that Oysoi one that came with the Lug. Because the brisa says, Asham Mitzari Sheshachta Lishalai Lishma, this same case, if you have the Asham of the Mitzari that was slaughtered Shalai Lishma, or a different case, Oysholai Nosim Midam Legabe Bahainas, so let's say the bloods from the Asham were not put onto the Bahainas, the thumb and the big toe of the mitzayra, so hareza oilegam mizbeach. The carbon is valid, like we said that any carbon that's slaughtered shalei lishma is a kosher carbon. So too over here, the carbon is kosher. You just didn't do part of the process and putting it onto the behindness of the mitzayra, which is not an equiv in the carbon itself, but just in the purification process of the mitzayra. So the carbon is good, and between the sacham, and therefore it requires libations to come along with like as any carbon. However, you do need to bring another Ashim, again, not because of the carbon wasn't kosher, but Shalei Olabayim Shem Chayva did not validate the complete process of the Mitzayra to purify him to be able to eat from Kachim. Now, here you see clearly, like Rabbi Yechanan, that there is an opinion that says that you, when you have an Ashim that was brought Shalei Lishma, that you could bring another Ashim and there's no problem of that Oisai that says, wait a second, it's not that one that was brought with the Lug Shal Shemen. And you see clearly from the Brice, in spite of that question, like Rabbi Yechanan had said, which is obviously like Rabbi Meir's opinion, that you could go ahead and bring another Keves. It's only like Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon that you cannot. However, Rabbi Chizda would tell you it's no Raya from there. Why? My tzarich, what does the b'raisa mean when it says that you have to bring another ashram, and therefore it sounds like you could? No. Tzarich ve'in l'takana. The b'raisa is saying that you have to, because you didn't conclude your purification process, either because it was shalor l'shma, and therefore it's lo olabam shem chayva, or because it wasn't put onto the b'hainas of mitzarah. But it's telling you that you need it, but you have no way of helping yourself, because there's nothing to do about it, because like Rav Chizkiya said, it says, o'isai. You could only bring that one that was brought with the lug, and now once that other one becomes invalidated, there's nothing we can do about it. You're stuck. You're never going to become pure. However, the Gemara asks on this, on the way Rav Chizda wants to interpret the Braisa that it does not support Rav Yechanan. V'tani tana tzarech ve'en li takana. Does a tana come ahead and say it in such a way that a halacha that this is what you need, but like as in the way of, oh, you need it, but you cannot? Is that the way things are said? And the Gemara says, in yes. But then, like we see in another braisa that says the same idea, that it says halacha what's necessary, but not that you could do that, it's necessary, and you cannot, and therefore you're stuck. As the braisa says, nazir min mayrit, a nazir that's bald, he has no hair. B'shame say tzarech havaras tar. You still have to go ahead and take the blade and the razor and put it over his head. And that is because on the day when the nazir concludes his naziris, there's a pasuk that says, mamid bavav, tar lo yavar al roishai, there should be no blade, he's not allowed to cut his hair until admalois, until the day that he's completed his naziris. However, b'yaymalois, on the day that he completes it, then he has to go ahead and cut his hair with a tar, with a razor. So therefore B'shame says that you on the day it's concluded, even though you have no hair, you have to go ahead and still shave your head. B'shil aymrim, in tzarech havaras tar, B'shil says you don't have to go ahead and put the blade over your head. Now, Rav Avina said, k'sha'aymrim b'shame tzarech, when B'shame says that tzarech, tzarech v'ein l'takana, when he says you have to go ahead and cut your hair off, you have to shave off all your hair, what he was saying is, but you have no hair. But he's saying tzarech. So on that, Rav Avina says, and this is what supports Rav Chizda's premise, that you see such a similar halacha, B'shame is saying you're stuck. Because the halacha requires, because generally a nazir is someone that grows his hair long. Now this guy's bald, so he has no hair. But still, you have to cut off all your hair, but you have no hair. B'shame is saying, so fine, you're stuck. There's no way for you to complete your purification process. But it's tzarech. And that's Rav Avina saying, it's the same halacha of tzarech v'ein l'takana. And therefore, that supports Rav Chizda in his rejection of the raya of the braisa to support Rabbi Yechanan, because it's not saying that you could bring another kevis, it's just saying you need to, but you cannot, and therefore you're stuck. However, the Gemara does say that upliga, that this halacha of Rabbi Avina, which was supporting Rav Chizda, that you find such a concept of tzarech, the ein l'takana, it's saying that you need something, but not that you could actually do it. That's how he interprets B'shame's halacha of having to put the blade over your head, that you have to cut off your hair, but there is no hair, so you're stuck. That argues on Reb Hadas. That argues on Reb Hadas, because Reb Hadas, however, he holds that when B'shame says you have to put the tar, you have to shave off all your hair, was saying that you have to and that there is a way to do it. Because what does that mean? You have no hair. It means that you should shave your hair where the hair would normally be. And that is, even though it says V'gila Chanazir, that he has to shave off all his hair, it's not necessary to have, as the halachic terminology says, kro k'dechsev. If it's not possible to do exactly what the pasuk says, then you do what the closest that could be, which is shave off all your hair, actually put the razor over your head, but there's no hair, fine, but that will not invalidate it because you're doing that same process. Dam Reb Hadas, as Reb Hadas says as follows, that we see that he argues on Reb Avina, hence, there would be no premise for Rav Chizda's rejection of Rabbi Yechanan according to Reb Hadas's version of what B'shame is saying. Because Reb Hadas said as follows. He said, B'shame Reb Elazar Amar Dabar Echad. He said to B'shame, this halacha, that you even though you have no hair, you still have to go ahead and shave off all your hair. And Reb Elazar, they say the same idea. B'shame Hada Amar. B'shame is this halacha that we just said, which will come clear once we say what Reb Elazar is saying, the same thing. And Reb Elazar is the Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Masechet Nagayim, that says, Ein loy boyin yadu bain regel. Let's say the Mitzayra has no thumb on his hand. He has no big toe on his foot. So that the first opinion in the Mishnah says, Ein loy tahari lamas. So he's never going to become pure in his life. Because you need kro kedichsiv. You need like the Pasuk says. And this is a machlekes in Sanhedrin, if you need exactly like the Pasuk says, or you don't need exactly like the Pasuk says, if it's not possible. So the Tanna Kamma holds, part of the purification process of Mitzayra is to put it on his thumb and his big toe. If he has no thumb and no big toe, he's never becoming tar. Rabbi Lazar, I mean, he says, no, nice and al-makayma v'yaytzi. You put on the area where the toe would be, or where the thumb is, and that's how you fulfill your chiv. And that is the same as B'shamay, and therefore we see Rabbi Hadas argues in Rabbi Avina They have a kind of does, there would be no premise for what Rav Chisda is saying to reject Rabbi Yochanan, because you don't find tzarech ve'en le'takana. Bisham is saying actually tzarech ve'yesh le'takana. When he says you have to shave off all your hair, it means to say do the process. Put it where, like the similar like we find by Rabbi Elazar, put it where it would normally be. But if it's not there, you're still fulfilling your chiyuv. And the third opinion in that Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, he says, im nasan asha smol yatsa. He says that not that you're stuck, and not to put it where it would normally be. He says if you put on the left hand for that thumb and that toe, one that's fulfilled his chiyuv that way. However, this part of the discussion of the Gemara concludes, again, that it's not difficult, according to Rav Chisda, at least the way Rabbi Avina interprets that tzarech of Beit Shammai, that we find this premise of tzarech ve'en le'takana, that's the same thing that Rav Chisda is saying, that we find when it says that tzarech asham lahakshiroi, it's not saying, look, Rabbi Yochanan, that there is an opinion that of a mayor that one could actually go ahead and bring another one. Because like he said, as he argued in Rabbi Yochanan, which the Gemara concluded Kasha, that says, oisai, it could only be that kevis that's brought with the lug shem and shalmatzayr, and since that carbon was invalidated, you cannot bring another one, even according to a mayor, because even though the part of the kevis that was done was nothing, but it's still not going to be that one that was brought with the lug shem and shalmatzayr. Now the Gemara continues, once it was introduced, it continued with the halachas of the shalmatzayr, of the carbon asham that the mitzayr brings. So turn upon, we learn in the braisa, the pasuk in the yukra that says, it's pasuk in the yukra, perigidal, pasigidal, that says v'lokach, that the kohen will take midam ha'asham, from the blood of the asham. Then it says v'nasin ha'kohen al tanuch izin hamitar hayamanis. Then the kohen will take from the blood and will put it onto the ear that's being pure from the on the person that's being purified. That is the right ear of the mitzayra. Then v'alboin yod hayamanis, and then on the right thumb of the mitzayra. And then v'alboin ragle hayamanis, and then the right big toe of the mitzayra. So we said part of this process with the lug of shemen is put on his thumb and his toe. Then there's also regarding the carbon ashram that the bloods are put on his ear, on his right thumb, and on his right big toe. Now, this pasuk is, again, in the Hashem Mitzayra, and it says in the pasuk, v'lokach. Now, generally, whenever it says v'lokach, that the kohen will take from the blood, is right after it's slaughtered, v'lokach generally means that that's the Kabbalah Sadam. He'll receive the blood, he'll take it, and then he'll do these processes, which to put on his ear, and his toe, and his thumb. Now, on that, the Braisa says, so Yochel Bakli, you would think that that blood has to be received with a vessel. Like every time the Kabbalah Sadam are done with a vessel, so to hear, the bloods that are being put on his ear and his toe and his thumb should also be with a Kli. Tamalim Evanasin. That's what the Pasuk there says in context, that he will put it on. That's after it says, Beloka HaKoyim Midamo Oshem Benosan HaKoyim, that he'll put it on. And that is Manasi Naba'as Mesh HaKoyim. We're comparing Beloka to Benosan. Just like the putting on to the mitzvah is done with the kohen himself, be'atzmei shel kohen, that is, he goes ahead and he uses his fingers to put on to the mitzvah. So aflekicha be'atzmei shel kohen. So we compare the receiving of that blood is also with the kohen himself. It's with his hand, not with a vessel. Now, so the Braisa says yochel aflem mizbeach. You would think the same thing would be for the parts of the asham mitzvah that go to the mizbeach. That is because there's a halacha that the asham mitzvah also needs to have matan damim on the Mizbeach, like all other carbon ashamas. And that's because the reason why the carbon of the asham and the tzara is a little bit different than other ashamas is because of the principle that it was something that was bechlal. It was included in all the other ashamas in the Torah. However, it was yatza lidim b'davar achadish, which this is one of the midas that Torah's and Dresh's ban, that it went out to have a new unique halacha related to it, which is, as we'll explain shortly, that it was put onto the body of the. You never find that the blood of a carbon is put onto the person that's bringing it, as we find by the mitzayra. And therefore, we needed the next part of being machzer l'cha kosav l'chlol b'feirish, as the Gemara explains in the first parak of Masechet Yevamos, and this is the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedrash Ben, that you have to go ahead, and if you wanted to have the same halachas as all Hashamas, since it was taken out for its uniqueness, it would not have that same halachas, until you say that's the same in all other Hashamas. Now, so therefore, now, the Bryce is saying, so you would think the same would be for the Mizbeach, that since it's different than all other types of Ashamas, that is, you see that it's put onto the Mitzvah itself. So maybe that the bloods that are put on the Mizbeach also are with the hand of the Kohen, not with the Kli. Tamalayim, that's what the Pasuk teaches us, Ki kachatas ha'ashem hu. The Pasuk tells us in context of the Asham Mitzvah that because like a chatas, that's how is the Ashem, which teaches us. Machatas tunikli, just like a karbachatas requires it to be done through a vessel when it's receiving its blood. As Rashi explains in detail, as the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis tells us, that all karbanas are learned out from a hekesh. They're all compared There's a pasuk that says Zeis Atayra La'Oilo La'Mincha La'Chatas La'Ashlam La'Ashim. They're all compared. Now, an Oil and Ashlamim, it says by them Ba'Yasim Ba'Agonis, pasuk in Shemais, that they were placed in these receptacles. So you see that the blood has to be received in a vessel, and if we compare all the other kabbalas to them too, also the kabbalah has to be done with a kli. Now, an ashim is also learned out from that pasuk, just like a chatas learns out from that pasuk, that it needs to be a kli. So why do we need this pasuk kachatas ha'ashim, that we have to compare the asham etzayr to a chatas, just like a chatas is received in the kli, so to an ashim. So that's like we said before, because asham etzayr was yatsa lidem adavah chadash. It went out to learn a new unique thing that you never find by any other carbon, which is you're taking from the blood of the carbon, not only on the mizbeach, like every carbon, but you put it onto the thumb of the mitzvah, you put on his big toe, you put on his right ear. Therefore, we needed a special limud to return it to the original halachas that an ashim has. And therefore, we have to compare it to a chatas, as the pasuk does, to tell you that just like a chatas needs a kli to receive it, af asham toin kli, so too the ashim needs a kli. So David the Brisa says something interesting. Nimtzas ha'taima, what it comes out, what you have to say is, that asham etzayrish shnei kahanim mekamnos dami, you need two different kahan to receive the blood of this carbon ashram. After it's slaughtered, one receives and the other one receives, and they receive it in different ways. Echad biyad, one receives it with his hand. Echad bekli, one receives it with a vessel. Zeshakibul bekli bolei its mizbech, the one who receives it in the vessel, he goes to the mizbech. Because the asham etzayr, regarding its avodas that are done in the mizbech, that we say kachatas ha'ashram, the ashram is the same as the chatas, that has to be received in the kli and then thrown in the mizbech. But the one that receives it with his hand, he goes to the mitzvah, because we compare v'lokach to v'nasan. To say just like v'nasan on the mitzvah is done with his hand, so too when he receives it, it's done with his hand. Now related to the discussion we had in our Mishnah, and the discussion that we mentioned many times throughout the staff, regarding the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, what happens if in middle of doing the avodah, the blood spills out? So we had a machloikis. If what do we do? So it depends when, what phase it gets spilled out. If we finish that process already, that avoid of, let's say, lefnai v'lefnim, and moving on to the heichel. So although you have to bring a new carbon, but it only has to be for the heichel and so on. Whereas Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, they say that you actually continue from where you're holding right then. It's not related to this. The Gemara brings the following brayso. It's non-hasim. We learned over there in the brayso. The kulon, and all of these parim and the seirim that we mentioned in our Mishnah, where we said that, if let's say the blood spills out after one has concluded one part of the kapara, which means let's say he finished doing the avodas in the sprayings in the lefnai v'lefnim, then he has to bring a second part for the pareches. And let's say he concludes that avodas by the pareches and then the blood spills out. So then he has to bring a third matanas for the mizbeach. So on that, the Brice is saying, and all of these, you brought a whole bunch. You brought one par that was for the Kodesh HaKodeshim, another par for the Heichel, although generally it's one par, but they got spilled out, so you had to bring one, two, three paras. Mitam ben agadim, they all will make impure the garments, v'nisrafen, and they get burnt, a beis hadeshen, outside of the three machnes, on the beis hadeshen, where they bring all the ashes outside of the three camps. And that means the one who's involved in burning the karbanis, as the pasuk of Yirkut Zayin tells us, that the par hachatas and the sir hachatas, which are brought in the by the Kohen Gadol, the Mikipurim, and the Beis HaMikdash, one's for him and the Kahanim, and the other one's for the Jewish people. The pasuk says, "Ves par hachatas, ves sir hachatas, ashehu ves damim begayim," that it's brought inside. It says that v'hasayif oisim, the one who burns them, you have to burn them after they're done. They're called the parm hanisrafim, that they're taken outside to be burned. So he has to clean his garments because they become tamei, and he has to purify himself in water. So that is Divrei Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. That's the opinion of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, where they're saying that all of them have the same halacha. Every one, the power of the lefnai v'lefnim, the power of the heichel, the power of the v'erzav, all these separate parts that you had to bring because they spilled out, each one has the same halacha that has to be burnt outside of the three camps. And the one that's involved in burning it, let's say there's three kahanim burning each carbon, each one of these three separate karbanas, they each have to go ahead and their garments become tameh, and they have to go ahead and purify themselves in water. The chacham, I remember how the chacham say, that ain metam and begadim. No, they do not make the garments of those who are bringing them tummy. They ain the stuff in the base edition, and they don't have to be burnt outside of the three camps on place of where the ashes are. Eloha achren, only the last one of them. And the reason is, hoyel v'gomer by kapar, since that is the one that the atonement was concluded with. Now, the Tesis Yeshanim actually wants to say that this is what's called lishitasam, that this is their opinion. And that is, since they say, for example, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that it's necessary component of kapara, which each one of them because that's wherever you concluded, that's where you continue. So therefore, each one is an integral part of it, and therefore each one has the same halachas that has to be burned outside and provides and makes tummy. The Chacham over here, he wants to say that's the opinion of Reb Meir, who he holds that you have to start over from the beginning. And that is, since we see that their kapara gets pushed away, so therefore the halacha gets pushed away, and therefore it's not metame the begadim, it doesn't get burnt outside, only the last one, which is the concluding one, which is the one that finishes it off. As we said before, the opinion of Reb Meir is that only when something is concluded do we say that it's significant and it has a substance to it, and therefore that's the only one that will have to have this halacha of being taken outside to be burnt, a beis hadeshen, and that will be metame the begadim of the kahanim, and the kahanim themselves will have to purify themselves, only the last one.